Queen Kunti Devi famously said, Vipada santuta shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavato darshanam yatsyad apuna bhava darshanam. Amazing prayer of Queen Kunti to Krishna. She was praying to Krishna, give us more and more dangers and difficulties and tribulations. It's a very strange prayer, because people generally, if they're at all pious and they approach God, they pray to him to be free from all difficulties. And in fact, as Kunti Devi herself pointed out in the same series of prayers, Krishna had saved her and her sons, the Pandavas, from so many difficulties. But she's praying, may there be more difficulties. Because if we're in very difficult situations, we tend to think of you very intensely. Of course, I'm paraphrasing a bit. We see you. When we're in difficulty, we see you. We remember you. And by seeing you, we no longer see repeated birth and death. This gives a clue to the practice of Krishna consciousness. It's a tendency of humans, maybe of all living beings, to avoid difficulties, seek comfort, live peacefully, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. But Kunti Devi says, better we have difficulties, because the very nature of material existence is that it's full of difficulties. And as long as we get born again and again and again, we're going to get all kinds of difficulties again and again and again. So better accept difficulties now in a spirit of Krishna consciousness. And by that spirit of Krishna consciousness, not the difficulties per se, but by the intensity of that Krishna consciousness, we go to Krishna. We go to the land of no difficulties. This is applicable to Krishna consciousness today, as it was 5,000 years ago when Kunti spoke. It's especially applicable to the preaching of Krishna consciousness, and especially the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, which is generally an aggressive activity. Of course, we don't try to make it seem aggressive, like mugging someone, or that's a plainly aggressive activity, but we make it that we want to be friendly with the people so they feel they have a good experience in dealing with them. But what's actually going on is that we're approaching people who didn't ask us to approach them, and we're trying to sell something to them which they had no intention of buying. So it can be seen as an aggressive situation and or an aggressive undertaking. We try to distribute books in such a way that we don't give that impression, but what we're doing is we're approaching all kinds of people. I don't know who they are, where they're coming from, where they're at, what kind of mood they're in, and you don't know what exactly is going to happen. Of course, that's true at every moment, whatever we're doing. But especially we're putting ourselves into a somewhat tense situation. We're going out in the public. Most of Srila Prabhupada's books are distributed by going out in the public. And in many parts of the world, actually all over the world, even in places like here, India, where we can expect in general a more favorable kind of reception than we would receive, for instance, in the streets of suburban London, in general, I'm saying. But anywhere, people can be hostile, and in some places, people are more hostile. They're almost, hostility is almost expected. But we have to preach. We have to get out among the people. Otherwise, how are they going to get the books? That's how we get books to people who don't want to get the books, is by going among them. I'm going to read from a statement that the famed Tamal Krishna Goswami, famed, I'm talking, well, he's famed in so many ways in this movement, but especially I'm talking here about the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. And among the several services that Tamal Krishna Goswami became famed for, his organizing phenomenal book distribution in North America is particularly well remembered. So Tamal Krishna Goswami, speaking to Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan on July the 6th, 1977, said, "We take pride in saying that we are on the streets now and we'll always be on the streets because our business is selling books. We're not going to depend on some big business and then stop our preaching." So that's it. We're out there. Now, a lot of my preaching, personally, is sitting peacefully in front of a camera, speaking with no obvious, overt, immediate danger. But the real work of this movement is out on the streets, or in the malls, or on the college campuses, or country fairs, or wherever the public gathers, we have to distribute the books. Our business is selling books, Tamal Krishna Goswami says. He said, we're not going to depend on some big business and then stop our preaching. Unfortunately, shortly after this, Srila Prabhupada passed away, and then shortly that's exactly what happened. Devotees, the leadership orchestrated different kinds of businesses of getting the devotees, seeing the devotees were good at selling books, they thought, well, we don't get as much profit from books as we could get from other items. So they started having the devotees sell other items to the public. And for a short time, the business went well until the devotees lost the taste for selling paintings of dogs and Kami records of Kami music and all kinds of things they sold for making money. Our business is selling books. Devotees need to be out in the public. And of course, devotees came to the public attention in the Western world for the first time by being out in the public as devotees. They didn't have any idea in those days of changing into secular dress. They'd go out with their orange robes and shaved heads and the women in saris, which was really a sensation in the 1960s in the Western world, and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, again and again and again, day after day, for hours every day, out on the streets. That's where the Hare Krishna movement was moving out of the temples onto the streets, chanting. So these two things. Of course, Srila Prabhupada also stated that book distribution is Sankirtan. Book distribution is the bigger mridanga. But we shouldn't give up the public chanting of the holy name. These things, as Srila Prabhupada said, should go on side by side. And it's in the public. It's dangerous in as much as we don't know what will happen. I was personally present in the 1970s in London. It was Balaram's appearance day. We just had a big feast. We all went out of the temple in central London for Harinam distribution. And then the Black Mariahs came up. That's London slang for police vans, which are painted completely black. And they just, whatever devotees they could catch, they just threw them in. And then sometime, what was that? Another time, some we were just chanting, and some rough guy came in. It happened quite a lot. People, some rough guy comes and wants to punch everyone. In the meantime, the devotee gets the cartel, smashes him on the head. You don't know what's going to happen. There are a lot of hostile people out there in central London and in the downtown of cities throughout the Western world. We find a lot of drunken people, intoxicated people. So it's dangerous. Distributing books also, you don't know. Some people are favorable, most people are neutral, and some people are out and out hostile and can attack you. It's dangerous physically, but that will help us to come to Krishna by taking that difficulty, by facing that danger. We really have to remember Krishna, and we can't distribute books unless we're really remembering Krishna. We can't go out day after day after day distributing books, or day after day after day on Harinam Sankirtan, unless we're really fixed in Krishna, because it's a challenge. It's just like Arjuna on the battlefield, space out, you're finished. If you space out for a second, start thinking about, it's time for a tea break or something, then as soon as you space out, you're finished. An arrow chops off your head. You have to be super alert at all moments. And that alertness means consciousness. We have to be conscious of Krishna, praying to Krishna all the time for protection and for distributing books. We're praying to Krishna. Of course, it's not that we exactly formulate something in our mind, but it's going on in the back of our minds all the time. We're always praying to Krishna. Krishna, give me the right words to say to this person to convince them to take a book. And to convince them to take a book, we have to be convinced, to be out there preaching to people, trying to get them to take books. We have to be brave. We have to be bold. For some devotees, that comes seemingly naturally. They have a naturally outgoing kind of personality. For others, it can be a struggle. But we can't say, just like I heard someone once say to me, it's not my propensity to distribute books. Well, how many people's propensity is it to distribute books? Not many. But we need devotees to go out and do that service. This is beyond material propensities. This is engaging in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, where we don't think, well, I'm a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Just, we've got to get out there and give the books out and pray to Krishna. If we can do it, at least for a few years or on weekends, that will give us a taste of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the special mercy that comes for those who really try hard to spread His mercy. There's a lot of mercy there. We get the mercy by really trying hard to sell the books. And people will come back with so many arguments, and we have to counteract their arguments. And the danger is there. It's intense. And that intense flow of mercy comes into us. And then we become more brave and more convinced, and we see Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Srila Prabhupada's mercy at work, and then we want to go on and distribute more books. And I say, let someone else will distribute the books. If I just go out and say, do 10, 15 books, what's the point? I can stay back. Well, yeah, you can stay back. You can also go out. Why should you do that? Well, just think of Srila Prabhupada. Think of Srila Prabhupada, that lecture he gave in Los Angeles, which won a rival lecture, which electrified devotees who were present and continues to electrify devotees who see that about it, the book distribution mission. When Srila Prabhupada sitting there, you can see the video. It must have been Yadavar Prabhu Or maybe his wife took that video. And Prabhupada says, kindly help me. Distribute as many books. No. And Srila Prabhupada says, kindly help me. Sitting there with a very humble look on his face, but at the same time intense, and looking down with his eyes closed. Kindly help me. Prabhupada describes how this is the mission of all the previous acharyas, and then how his Guru Maharaj wanted him to print books. So he says, kindly help me. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the world, and the Krishna conscious movement will automatically increase. So Prabhupada is saying, kindly help me to print and distribute these books. How can we not do so when Srila Prabhupada is requesting as if we are able to help him in the first place, or as if we are able to give something to Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada's intense humility. Lord Chaitanya fully empowered Srila Prabhupada. He doesn't need us, but out of his mercy, he's asking, kindly help me. How can we not do that? How can we think that, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, that was a nice talk. We have to actually do it, get out there. And it's not that everyone's going to be a super massive book distributor. Great, all glories to the super massive book distributors. We take the dust of their lotus feet on our heads. However, apart from the few super massive book distributors, there are hundreds and thousands of what we might call ordinary foot soldiers, whose combined total of book distribution is more than all the few less than 1% supermassive book distributors. So if we think that we'll just leave it to the supermassive book distributors, but then the scores will just plummet down. Everyone has to do their little bit. Everyone has to get out there. That is my request. That is another famous saying of Srila Prabhupada's. That is my request in regard to book distribution. Okay. Don't moan, don't groan, just go out. It's tough, it's hard, it's bliss. It's Srila Prabhupada's desire. It's a way to get Krishna's mercy. It's a way to distribute the mercy, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan mercy, distribute books, go on public Harinam, give out the mercy that Lord Chaitanya came to give. Vanta kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya tunakam padiyani patya kritva chakar kushatameta daham ravimi. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad goranga chandra charane kurutana radaha. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukaro navayang vicharyamaha. Hari rasa madati mata bhuvivilotama natama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Rama.